Good morning. As I went through confirmation, I had some pretty good questions, but one of the questions that always would completely remain and wouldn't be answered until later this year was, who is Jesus? But I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31 proclaims, Jesus did many other miraculous signs that are not recorded in this book. Jesus did them in front of his disciples. But he did this so that you may believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and so that you may have belief in his name. Who is Jesus? I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ, God's only Son. John chapter 14, verses 6. I believe that Jesus is my Redeemer. Through his blood, he saved me. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 shares, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. I believe that grace and truth comes from Jesus Christ. But even though I had these answers, I still had the remaining question of who is Jesus. I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. God sent his one and only Son on the cross to die for me because he loves me. God sent his Son to shed his blood on the cross so that sin could be destroyed. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So once I got all the answers to this, my response of this was Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. On a bended knee with my tongue, I confess with my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is my Lord. I love Jesus. I am Dylan Day, and I confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Good morning. I am Andrew Hare, and this is what I believe. I believe in God the Father, who created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. I believe that there is a heaven with 12 tribes and 12 gates, north, south, east, and west, with 12 stones, precious stones, Revelations 21 through 22. I believe that there is a river running from God's throne to the trees of life, which leaves come down to heal us. This is God's eternal home for me someday. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in the great I Am, because in the beginning there was God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. I believe you receive the Holy Spirit through water, God's word, from Romans 8, 9 through 11. I believe that the Holy Spirit is in us, with us, in us, and guides us. It is a great gift from God. We receive it when we are baptized. I believe that we are made children of God through baptism. If we believe and are baptized, we will be saved. 1 Corinthians 6:11 shares, But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Romans 6, 1 through 7 reminds us that once we were dead, but through baptism we are alive in Christ. Acts 2:38 says that we receive the forgiveness of sins through baptism. I believe that God is alive and almighty. Just look around us. God's creation is all around. In the very beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. God also created people. God has chosen people to work and glorify him. God also has people to spread the word about his Son, Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the only way we can know the Father. No one comes through the Father except through me, says Jesus in John 14:6. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life in heaven. Jesus also holds the book of life, and he will judge the living and the dead. Jesus will come back for me someday and take me to my eternal home. I believe that there is a devil, Matthew 4, 1. The devil works through people like Judas Iscariot. Luke 22:3-4. And I believe that God has the power over the devil. We can't fight the devil ourselves, but with God we can. We must be ready to fight the devil. We can be ready with the full armor of God. Revelations 20:1-10 shares that the devil has the power to kill us, but has no power after that. Luke 10:18 tells us that Satan was a fallen angel, but in the end he will be tied up and God will win. Just look at Jesus. He conquered sin and death and rose again victoriously. It's victory for us. I believe that communion is a sacrament to bring us closer to God. I believe that the wine is Jesus' blood and the bread is his body. Mark 14:22 and Luke 22:19-20. I believe that communion is a sacrifice of atonement. Romans 3:25. And I am reminded of those forgiveness of my sins through the taking of the bread and the wine. Lastly, I believe that I have been called to be a follower of Jesus and to build his church. My confirmation Bible verse is John 21:15-17. Here, Jesus asked Peter to share his statement of faith and to build the body of Christ. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." A third time, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" "Lord, you know all things," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." I love Jesus. I am Andrew Hare. I will feed his sheep. Amen.
I, Marissa, believe that God created the whole earth and sent his son, Jesus, to die for our sins. Nehemiah 9:6 says that God created the heaven and the whole earth. Also, in Hebrews 11:3, it says that by faith we know that God formed the world by his command. Psalm 47:2 says that God is king over all the earth. Psalm 15:9-11 proclaims that everything is God's. Then God created us in his image. After this, Adam sinned and sin entered the world. To save us, he sent his son to die for our sins, John 3:16. In Micah 7:18-19, it says that God pardons and forgives our sins. By doing this, he shows that he is a forgiving, gracious, compassionate God. He is slow to anger and abounding in love. I believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and when we believe in his name, we will have eternal life. I believe this because in John 20:31, it says that these are written so that you may believe and have life in his name. In 1 Corinthians 8:6, it says Jesus created the whole world and we have eternal life with him if we believe. Again, John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." He did that so we could spend eternity with him. He died for us. He rose again for us. In Romans 5:8, God shows us his love by sending his son, Jesus, to die for us. Finally, in Matthew 16:15-16, Peter declares that Jesus is the Son of God. He calls him the Messiah and the Son of the living God. I too, just like Peter, declare Jesus as the true Son of God, my Savior and Lord. I believe God calls us to be disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Lord. This means we should preach here and we should go to other places telling people about Jesus. Matthew 28:18-20 tells us to do just this. These verses are called the Great Commission. Mark 8:31 and Mark 9:1 and Luke 14:25-35 tell us to give up everything and follow Jesus. John 6:28-29 tells us to believe in Jesus and follow him. 1 Peter 4:10 tells us to use our gifts and to serve God. Micah 6:8 reminds us to act justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. And Ephesians 4:32 tells us to love one another. This is what God does for us. We need to do this too as his disciples. I am Marissa Lee. As a called disciple of Christ, this is what I believe. Amen.
Good morning. So they said every good speech starts out with a joke, so I'm not going to tell one. But so I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus has been with the Father since the beginning of creation, Genesis 1:2. And Jesus is a descendant of Abraham. I believe that God has sent his Son for Jesus to save us. Galatians 4:4-5 reads, "But when time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem us under the law so that we might receive full rights of sons." 1 Peter 1:18-19 shares, "For you know that it is not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you redeem from the empty way of handed down to you from your forefathers, but the precious blood of Christ and a lamb without blemish or defect." I believe that Jesus suffered and died for me and for you to take away the sins of the world. John 1:7 states, "For the blood of Jesus Christ, for the blood of Jesus, sins purify us from all sin." What a gift. What a sacrifice that we've received and that we don't deserve. I believe that Jesus not only died, but rose 3 days later from the dead. I believe that Jesus conquered death. Peter 1:3 exclaims, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And his mercy he has given us new birth and living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." We had been given a new life in Jesus. I also believe that there is a heaven and that I will go there someday. And I believe that heaven is a gift from God. To go to heaven, all you have to do is have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. Romans 10:9. Jesus shares in the book of John, "My Father has many rooms, and if it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go there to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be where I am. And you know the way where I am going. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I believe in the Holy Spirit since I received the Holy Spirit on the day of my baptism. I believe that the Holy Spirit lives inside me, guiding me, helping me grow in my faith." Romans 8:9 reads, You, however, are controlled not by sinful nature, but by the Spirit. The Spirit of God lives in you, and anyone who does not have the Spirit, he does not belong to Christ. I am Eric, and I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in one baptism now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Ethan Yowler, and this is what I believe. I believe God loves us. He sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to save us from our sins. And we are incapable to be saved without him. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." It also says in 1 John 9:1, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. All people can be saved if they choose to go to Jesus. Romans 10:9 states, "Declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes through the Father except through me. 1 Timothy chapter 1, 15-16 states, there is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. All people can be saved if they choose to go to Jesus Christ. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, who I am the worst, but for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Jesus Christ might display his unlimited patience. As an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Okay. I also believe that there must be a baptism. What is baptism? Martin Luther said, to me, baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water including in God's command and combined with God's word. The Bible says in Acts 20, chapter 22, 14-16, you will be his witness to what you have seen and heard. Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins. Call on his name. I believe baptism is God's forgiveness, and it is when God accepts that you are a child of God. Titus chapter 3, 5-7 says, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on his generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. I also believe that once we are baptized, we are to go and witness to others to share our faith, and that they need to be baptized. Matthew chapter 28:19-20 says, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. As a baptized young man standing before you, I confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus has saved me, redeemed me, and he has given me everlasting life. My name is Ethan Yaller, and I share this with you so that you too may believe. Amen.